Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Groth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Groth moves to third. Young moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Young scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Vollmer moves to second. It's 2-1. Browns. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Jensen moves to third. It's Senators, 2, Browns, 2. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krahoski moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Krahoski moves to third. Dyke moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Dyke scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlefield strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Max Lanier now pitching. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Krahoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. There goes Busby trying to get to home. Wirtz throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Busby, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porterfield hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. he's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. 1 out. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Ed Fitzgerald. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.